But even in the face of that, I mean, they're calling themselves Jews, they're doing horrible things. And so if you really call yourself a Jew now and you're associating with these people or you're supporting the state of Israel, well, then you're just as bad as them anyway. And ultimately, you're a Bolshevik. And all the people that are flooding back there to defend Israel, they're not going there to defend Israel. They're going there because they want to carry out mass murder. They want to see what it feels like to kill a child with impunity. They want to just be able to go there and take out their anger on defenseless people who know they cannot lift one finger to fight back, because you can have Israeli children go in there and terrorize Palestinian children. If one of those Palestinian children fights back, he knows that there will be the army come, he will be arrested, his parents will be arrested, his house will be burnt down. There's nothing they can do to defend themselves. They're simply not able to. And the psychological trauma this sets up in their minds is hideous. And this is the way Israel does things. And this is what they're trying to do in our countries as well, by bringing in all these hate speech laws. If you dare to fight back, we're going to publicize this open genocide here in Australia. We're going to let you see it. We're going to carry out this ultimately staged Bondi shooting so we can use it as an excuse to introduce hate speech laws. We're going to attack our own synagogues, and you're going to see that it's actually provably false flag attacks. And then we're going to have your Minister of New South Wales invite 400 IDF terrorists into your country to run in your marathon, including the head of the Golani Brigade, the brigade that murdered a five-year-old girl by putting 355 bullets into her car. We're going to do this. And don't you dare say anything about it or protest or say Israel's evil, because if you do, we're going to put you in jail for at least a year. If you made a video about it and shared it with anybody else, well, you may get 5 years in jail simply for sharing the truth with people and sharing your opinion. So we're going to put this in your face. And if you dare to have an opinion about it, then we're going to make an example out of you for everybody else. That's what the Australian government is doing. And this is an invalid group of parasites who incorporated in 1973, who haven't enacted a piece of valid legislation in the last 40 years. And the only thing that's going to stop that is people remembering who and what they are. See, that's the thing.